Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment and your reminder that today is the last day to recall our governor, Gruesome Newsom. If news reports coming from some polling places are true, then we might be witnessing another stolen election in the works. This from Woodland Hills, according to KTLA Los Angeles News. Some self-identified Republicans claim they arrived at their polling center to cast their ballots in the California recall election, only to be told they had already voted. 88-year-old Estelle Bender said poll workers informed her she and several friends of hers had already voted. She also allegedly witnesses another man arguing with a poll worker over the same issue. She said, quote, El Camino High School to vote, got there at 10:30, gave her this ballot, and she scanned it and said, you voted, and I said, no, I haven't, end quote. Bender was then told to fill out a provisional ballot, and she left feeling very angry. When reporters followed up with the Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder's Office, they said equipment was replaced at the polling center, and that provisional ballots are a fail-safe option for these kinds of glitches. Yeah, okay. And of course, the only people being told they already voted were registered Republicans. The number of reasons to recall Newsom are extraordinary. Millions of reasons, if you want to count each and every individual who has had their quality of life impacted. California is not what it used to be. Before COVID, we already had really high gas prices, despite the pain that causes low-income people. Our governor had never suggested a temporary timeout to the insidious gas tax, which is around 62 cents a gallon. So much for the head Democrat caring for the working men and women. When it comes to the homeless, there are no solutions from Sacramento, no leadership. As a result, we get expensive left-wing consultants that talk our goofy city council into free needle programs and the failed Housing First model. You could be kind-hearted and still vote yes on the recall if you care about public safety. California prisons are apparently continuing to let out serious criminals. It gets worse when we remember Prop 47, which made it much easier for criminals to get away with what ought to be serious crimes. Newsom should have been recalled already. Several state House Democrats should have resigned in disgrace over AB 5, a bill that targeted independent contractors who are committing the crime of simply trying to eke out a living in this overpriced state. AB 5 was disastrous for gigging musicians as well as venues that got scared of the repercussions. Going easy on the bad guys, but there are countless gun and ammo laws for the good guys to follow. He tried to tear up Prop 13 because he's greedy and really wants to sink his teeth into your property values. A yes vote will be one that forces special interests, crony consultants, and the one-party monolith in Sacramento to work a little harder protecting themselves, and it will make it a bit harder for them to steal from you, at least for a while, but I expect the steal is already in.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.